We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
We are bang in the middle of a transfer window, and that got me thinking, who are the greatest United transfers of all time when you take into account the fee, the impact, and their legacy? Here's what I think are the greatest transfers in Manchester United history. In at number 5, Roy Keane. Never has a player embodied a manager more than Roy Keane did with Sir Alex Ferguson. Signed for a British record £3.5 million from Nottingham Forest, Keane was rightfully seen as a possible replacement for Brian Robson, Captain Marvel. In the first couple of years, Keane established himself as a fiery fan favourite, a footballer that had the talent to produce in a world-class side like United, but someone whose unbending will to win would soon take hold of the whole club. The retirement of Eric Cantona left United needing a new captain, and the loss of both Eric and Keane to injury that season saw United slip to second behind Arsenal. The return of Roy Keane heralded perhaps the greatest period of domination witnessed in English football. United stormed to a treble in 99, powered by the force of nature that Roy Keane had grown into. Individual performances such as Turin's will be spoke about for decades to come, but Keane wasn't simply about those nights. He was a relentless leader that drove United to constantly demand more and more in the pursuit of perfection. 2000 or 2001 was arguably the peak of Keane's powers as a United player. In 2000, he managed to collect both the Football Writers and the PFA Player of the Year award, something quite rare for a so-called thuggish defensive midfielder. It was a joy to watch United with Roy Keane in the middle of the park. It was aggressive, as 11 red cards can attest, but it was beautiful. Keane couldn't be replaced, and he's quite simply one of the best signings we ever made. He finished his career with 7 titles, 4 FA Cups, and although he claims he doesn't win it, there was no Champions League victory without him. Number 4, Dennis Law. On the 10th of July 1962, 4 years out from the tragedy at Munich, Matt Busby was in the process of putting together what would become a decade-long quest to return United to being the best in the world. A young Scotsman who would become known as the King of the Stretford End was signed for a British record 115k from Torino. His first season he performed brilliantly, scoring 29 goals, including the opener in the FA Cup final, leading United to the first silverware since that fateful day in February 58. But it was arguably the subsequent seasons where the Old Trafford crowd fell in love with the Lawman. He followed up that first season by scoring 30 and 30 in the league and 46 in 42 overall in 64, a feat which would see him awarded United's first Ballon d'Or. But the scoring really didn't stop. Law's goals led United to league glory in 65 and took United back to Europe with a fierce desire to let the ghost of Munich rest in peace. Although Law missed much of the 68 season, he was still a vital part of the squad and played a part in the semi-final victory over Real Madrid. Dennis's legacy was there for all to see every single match day at Old Trafford. He's part of the Trinity statue on the forecourt, but he's also got a statue inside Old Trafford in the Stretford End. He's rightly a United legend. I think my old man would have words if he wasn't on this list. In at number 3 then is Brian Robson, Captain Marvel, another player joining for a British record fee, this time £1.5 million. Robbo suffers a little bit from his era not being a successful one for the club, but that's nothing to do with him. Robson was the living embodiment of supporters on the field, and while not as outwardly aggressive as Keane, he was every bit the same level as winner as the Irishman. Injuries caused Robson and ultimately United a lot of headaches in the 80s and likely cost our best chance of winning the league in 85-86 season when injuries to key players including Robbo took the steam out of United's incredible opening run. A goal-scoring, combative midfielder that averaged a goal every 4.5 games, he was pure brilliance in midfield and rightly held in the highest possible regard by United fans that saw him. He did manage to win back-to-back titles with United before going to Borough as player-manager, a fitting end for the longest ever serving captain at our club. A brilliant signing for United, quite simply. Number 2, Cristiano Ronaldo. In 2003, Sir Alex Ferguson was impressed with the dribbling and flair of a young Ronaldo in a pre-season friendly, but it took the players from the game urging Sir Alex to sign the Portuguese prodigy before he acted. The £12.4 million deal was a record for a teenager, and to many people's shock, he was given the number 7 shirt previously occupied by David Beckham. Early Ronaldo offered much promise, but little in terms of end product. He'd frustrated Rude, who'd time his runs to meet crosses that wouldn't come, as Ronaldo was busy doing 17 stepovers. A couple of seasons learning his trade, and Ronaldo began to really emerge as a world-class player. The wink non-incident at the 2006 World Cup meant he returned to England as public enemy number one. Much like David Beckham 8 years prior, United's number 7 used the opposition fan hate to fuel an incredible season. He finished 2007 as a league champion, scoring 23 goals and coming second in a Ballon d'Or. The following season, Ronaldo picked up exactly where he left off and capped a league and Champions League winning season with 42 goals. He also picked up a well-deserved Ballon d'Or, only the fourth in the club's history. His time at United saw Fergie transition from that class of 92 era Champions League winning side to the free-flowing attacking machine that they became. He left United winning 3 titles on the bounce, as well as the Champions League, in the greatest team the Premier League has ever witnessed. Ronaldo left for a world record fee, but I don't really know what happened to him after that. Never heard of him since. Number one, then, is Eric Cantona. Sir Alex Ferguson built a tough, hard-working, counter-attacking side with pacey wingers that pushed Leeds United hard in the race in 92, but it didn't have the goals and it lacked flair and creativity. A chance phone call inquiring about Dennis Irwin, and Cantona was on his way to Old Trafford for £1.1 million. United had our talisman. With Cantona at front, the goals began to rain for United. Expression overtook pragmatic. Cantona's goal record isn't the most impressive you'll ever see, but almost every goal he scored, he provided an assist. His confidence, or some would say arrogance, gave Manchester United the edge. But the enfant terrible brought a professionalism to this club which echoed to this very day. The impact Cantona had on the class of 92 cannot be measured. His utilisation of the players for extra training had a profound impact on them as players and ultimately the club as a whole. Cantona was such a special player, it's hard to illustrate with stats exactly what he did. But what I will say is Cantona finished as a champion every season he completed since 91. In 91 he won a French League with Marseille, 92 the English Championship with Leeds, the Premier League with United in 93, 94, 96, 97. The only break coming when he was unable to play due to his ban, 95. Sir Alex Ferguson will not directly answer who he thinks his best signing is, but he does allude to it being Eric. He won't say it with any kind of certainty. Who do you guys think has been Manchester United's greatest transfer of all time? For me, it has to be Eric Cantona for the impact that echoes to this very day. And obviously, he is my favourite player that's ever played for this club as well. So let me know in the comments who you guys think is the greatest signing Manchester United ever made. If David De Gea retires here, surely he's got to be on that list. It was hard not to pick just pure Fergie targets because of the way some other managers did it. Is there any from the 70s that I'm overlooking? Let me know in the comments. Thank you guys for watching. Subscribe if you're new, and I will see you in the next one. Welcome to the Stephen Howson Football Channel. This is where I will take you through everything that I do revolving around football, be it that at Old Trafford or elsewhere. This is where you will get your match previews, your reviews, your football vlogs, your scout reports, your transfer talk, your youth reviews, your documentaries, and anything and everything revolving around football. I absolutely love this game. Do me a favour and subscribe. Thank you for watching.